Moose, Fiction Audiobook. It was the best of times. It was the worst of times. It was the age of wisdom. It was the age of foolishness. It was the epoch of belief. It was the epoch of incredulity. It was the season of light. It was the season of darkness. It was the spring of hope. It was the winter of despair. We had everything before us. We had nothing before us. We were all going direct to heaven. We were all going direct the other way. In short, the period was so far like the present period that some of its noisiest authorities insisted on its being received, for good or for evil, in the superlative degree of comparison only. Moose, Nonfiction Audiobook. Chapter 2. The Cultivation of the Self. Leadership has nothing to do with power and rank, but is a matter of self-realization. Attain self-realization, and the whole world is found in the self. Leadership has nothing to do with wealth and status, but is a matter of harmony. Lao Tzu. A defining moment in my life arrived in the form of a teacher. It was at a time when I was living in a general unsettledness, and I was looking for a new direction. I was visiting a friend, a respected practitioner of the Chinese martial and healing arts, whom I hadn't seen for a while. And in the course of our conversation, he suggested there was somebody I should meet. In his own mysterious way, he didn't say why I should meet this individual, but I trusted him and said yes. The next day he called and said he had arranged a meeting the following week. On the scheduled day, I arrived early and waited at a cafe with an outdoor sitting area. I positioned myself so I could see the front entrance of the building. At this hour, there was no one on the streets, and I sat with a cup of hot tea, enjoying the muscular clouds that glided effortlessly through the spring sky. There was little I expected, yet I was curious about what would unfold. At some point, my eye caught a movement on the alley side of the building. Two men stepped out of a back entrance, and after they conferred momentarily, one went back in, and the other walked slowly in my direction. There was nothing exceptional about him, either in dress or looks, except that he moved with an implacable air of gravity, not solemnity, but with a purposeful ease that informed his entire being. He was slight in build, but his presence seemed to fill the alley. As he came closer, I could see that he was taking everything in, as if the alley were a museum, and all the debris held some indeterminate value in his eyes. I felt that I was also in his field of vision, although he never looked directly at me or acknowledged me.